This week, we're looking back at the remarkable stories behind the unraveling of our financial system.
A seventh grader can understand what happened to our economy.
On this day last year, Lehman Brothers filed for bankruptcy.
Lehman was one giant domino.
According to Lawrence McDonald, a former vice president at Lehman Brothers, part of the problem came from an attitude encouraged by the company's executives, including CEO Dick Fuld.
The men at the 31st floor really wanted to chase the other big investment banks like Goldman Sachs or like Blackstone.
But the strategy had its drawbacks.
That's what really did us in, is that chase. We were that small, mid-sized investment bank that tried to use leverage to catch up with these massive, massive bigger banks.
At its peak, Lehman had $760 billion of leveraged investments, almost 44 times more money than it actually had.
They're basically rolling the dice, and the taxpayer, at the end of the day, is basically on the hook.
Although the federal government didn't ride to Lehman's rescue, according to McDonald, the company's collapse still cost you, the taxpayer, quite a bit of money.
Failure of Lehman Brothers not only obliterated the world economy, not only hurt so many people out in our audience, but it cost the U.S. taxpayer about $120 to $130 billion because it made the bailouts of AIG and Merrill Lynch so much more expensive.
We'll be sharing more stories of the financial crisis all this week.